Well, it's the evening of Friday, the 27th of July, 2012, the day that we've all been waiting for, or at least I've been waiting for 7 years. And I'm sitting high up in the Olympic Stadium, looking down on, well, I can't quite see it, but it's meant to be a pastoral scene of fields and streams. And do you want to comment, Jessica? What can we see here?
Right, so we can see a watermill, cottage, a little orchard, a little stream. What you said is supposed to be the tour, but it's got a tree at the top, so
okay.
A little building. Oh, beehives, and then there's people walking around with helium clouds.
Excellent.
And then a Mexican wave.
Excellent. Is it coming this way?
Yes.
There it goes. Ah, oh, so the helium clouds are attached to people then?
Yes, they're holding the clouds on a piece of string.
Right, excellent. Okay, so we're not totally sure what time this is due to start, are we?
No, because it should have started.
But there is meant to be a pre-show at some point. And then also, interestingly, we've been handed 3D glasses, and also everybody behind each of the seats is some kind of... How do you describe this thing, Jessica?
Hang on, there's a camera on us. Like a paddle. Is that the word, paddle?
A paddle?
Yes.
Right, yes. And it's got sort of wires attached to it, hasn't it?
Yes. All linked up. Little sensors.
Right, yeah. Where was this camera?
It's in the sky.
Oh, right. There's a lot in the sky, isn't there?
Yeah. Can I get my flag out? That normally gets attention.
Oh, yes, that's true. Right, well, I'll record a bit more when something happens. But I'm delighted to report that the cows have now arrived. How many cows have we got, Jessica?
Two cows, two goats.
Two cows and two goats, okay. And they arrived to a resounding chorus of moo. Was that a pretty good impression of it?
And the goats.
Right, well, I didn't hear that coming from the crowd. But so where are these cows?
They're going around the arena at the moment.
The same direction as the clouds or the opposite direction of the clouds?
There's one cloud down there, there's one cloud over the tree.
Right.
Another cloud's on the other side of the stadium.
Okay, and are the cows with people or are they on their own?
No, they're with people.
What?
Well, of course they're with people.
Oh, don't you think they let them roam?
Not yet.
All right, okay.
I hear the birds singing.
What's they cheering now? Mexican wave, okay, thank you.
It's not that way, really, the other way.
Was that moo or boo?
No, boo, that's
boo,
right.
Okay. It's always difficult to tell. And we now not only have cows, but we also have sheep. How many sheep, Jessica?
Lots.
Lots of sheep. And we have bird sounds.
Yeah,
and music. Oh, they're excellent.
Let's hope they don't break through. They just keep running. There's a sheepdog. Oh. And there's some geese.
I hope they've clipped their wings. Horses, excellent.
Shire horses,
okay. It's now about 8 minutes past 8. And we have a whole menagerie of animals wandering about down below, ploughing the fields, and at one stage apparently sheep chasing the sheepdog out of the field. And I think we're expecting something to happen at 12 minutes past 8, 2012. Dad sitting next to me is celebrity spotting through his binoculars. Spotted anybody?
Well, there's Gary Lineker, Michael Johnson, Sue Barker. I don't know who that third person is on the end of the
seat. Right. How far away are they then?
Might be David Emery.
If you just felt the opening of Park Place, so the opening of the stadium is Park Place, they would be 8 o'clock.
Oh, right, okay. Fine, I understand. Thank you. Excellent. Right, well, we'll see if anything happens in a moment. Pause for a second. 2012 And the panel like things that Jessica was describing earlier are all lit up now, apparently spelling out 2012.
Over here by the bell!
We can't see the bell.
Sorry?
We can't see the bell.
You look gorgeous.
I know.
My name is Curtis Walker. Feel free to Twitter. Hashtag who the hell is. You are an extremely important part of tonight's proceedings. Without you, none of this would be possible, or it would be, but it would be really, really quiet. So if you, like me, want to know what it would sound like to be stepping up on the roster to receive your gold medal, make some noise! We are starting with a wonderful salute from the Red Arrows.
I'm in Watford tomorrow night. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to work as a team tonight. The world is watching. You are crucial to tonight's show. Do not mess it up. The world is watching. Sue Barker and Gary Lineker are watching. You will see, around you, you will see some characters, the mechanicals. They are here to guide you through the fun tasks that we have for you to do. Just some funny games. There they are, waving. During the course of the evening, keep your eyes on the mechanicals. And in the mosh pit, make some noise in the mosh pit!
Sorry?
He's going for it.
Yeah. They're explaining more and more moves to us here. Lots of audience participation to be done. Some of it sounds innovative though. And whilst this happens, apparently they're playing cricket down in the middle of the field.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is our honour to introduce a fantastic man, a great visionary. Ladies and gentlemen, will you please welcome to the stage the legend that is Danny Boyle!
privilege to be able to present this show to you. I just wanted to, I know I shouldn't say this, but I just wanted to add a sense of perspective. We're a warm-up act for the real business of the evening, which is the athletes coming in. And they're the most important people tonight. And I hope you can give them an amazing welcome when they come here. Because they've got some very, very serious business to do. And that's what we're here to support them doing.
Sorry?
They're not quite the most important people, if you'll forgive me, until they arrive. Because until then, it's the, some of the people out there and the people you're going to see in some of our sequences who are the volunteers. And this experience of doing this, we've been working on it now for 2 years, has been extraordinary in the people that we've met who volunteered for this show. The Olympic spirit resides most purely in them, believe me. There's a saying that Billy Connolly has, which applies in many ways. I don't believe in God, but I believe in the people who do. These people believe in a spirit that is quite transforming. And this is their show. They really are the best of us. And I hope you can, some of their work is out there now. That's all I wanted to say, really. And I hope you enjoy the evening, and I hope it doesn't rain. Thanks very much indeed. Bye-bye.
And with that, I'll probably end part one of my recording and record a bit more later.